The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation.
WTBQ.
Good morning and welcome to Health Matters. Why? Because your health does matter. My name is Peter Fella. I'm the Director of Education at A&T Healthcare. And joining me this morning is my wife, Ann Fella, who is the Regional Director of Patient Services at A&T Healthcare. Ann, say good morning to our listening audience on WTBQ.
Good morning, everyone.
And we have a full house today, all registered nurses. We have Joan Sherman, who this is her second time, and she's the second time on WTBQ, and she's the Director of Patient Services for our Certified Home Care Agency in the New City office. Joan, say good morning to our listening audience.
Good morning, everyone.
And joining Joan and Ann and myself is Mary Higgins. She is the Performance Improvement Coordinator at A&T Healthcare. Mary, say good morning to our listening audience.
Good morning, everybody.
Listen, thank you so much for joining us. I know we all have a very busy schedule, and thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us. A&T Healthcare is a home care agency, and we have offices in Newburgh, Kingston, Mount Kisco, New Jersey, New York City, and our corporate office is in New City, New York. A&T is very honored to have this show, Health Matters. We take it very seriously because we want to educate the listening audience of Orange County on healthcare issues that are happening. So we have a wonderful program today. We're going to be talking about the different levels of care. And as I always say, and I have to keep remind everyone, we do accept any calls to discuss our topics if you have any questions or any comments. And as you know, the phone number is 845-651-1110. Those are the call numbers. And again, thank you, as I say every week, to making us a part of your Thursday morning. Before we get started with our show, I just want to say that I want to thank the Warwick Rotary Club. I spoke there yesterday. The topic was aging in place, home health care, and how it's coordinated. And a lot of the stuff that I covered on my presentation at the Rotary Club, we're going to be discussing actually today. One of the things that really, I went with Pat Onady, and he's a wonderful person. He was talking to everyone that's there. I really enjoy going to different events with Pat, but he's one of our vice presidents at A&T Healthcare, and of course, Margaret Onady, the president, that's his wife. One of the things that I did mention about the Rotary is that they're very active. As you know, my specialty in nursing was infection control, and I really commended the Rotary because they're very involved with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and one of their driving forces is that they want to eradicate polio throughout the world, and again, that's done vis-a-vis vaccine. So it really is a very wonderful organization. I want to thank them, a personal thanking them for letting me be a part of your meeting that was yesterday. The other thing is that I want a shout out to John Massey. He is one of our nurses at A&T Healthcare. He just recently became a nurse practitioner.
He just recently passed his nurse practitioner board. So Congratulations to him.
And that's great. Things are changing so much in the healthcare system as far as what nurses can do, and it seems that they're expanding what they can do. But being a nurse practitioner, they certainly have increased what the responsibilities.
Definitely an up and coming profession. In the nursing profession.
Very serious. And if you'd like to see John's picture, he's on our Facebook page. I always have to talk about our Facebook, okay? We ask that you like us, okay? We do. We're in the process of downloading our radio shows that we've had on WTBQ, as well as the other radio show that we have in Rockland County, WRCR. And what it is that they'll talk about the different topics that we have. And, you can listen to it. It's something that is important to you, and you can find out or even refer to your friends. But as I said, like us on Facebook, okay? We really like that because you're just going to be part of the A&T family. All right, well, today's topic, we're going to be discussing, as you know, when I first was in nursing, okay, and that was a long time ago, they only had hospitals and nursing homes, and that was it. But it has changed so much. It has changed so much, and a lot of it is based on the level of care. What are our topic today is we're going to be discussing the different services and facilities that are available based on your level of care, okay, based on what your level of care is. So before we get started, Mary, let me start with you. Mary, could you tell our listening audience something about yourself? Why did you become a registered nurse?
Well, something about myself. I am in nursing now over 40 years, believe it or not.
Oh, that really raised a number of years' experience. I think we just set the record.
I started a little bit later than most young girls. I had a family. I had two children, and just felt that I really needed to. I always wanted to be a nurse. I wanted to take care of people. And once my younger child went into nursery school, I decided to go back to school. And it's been a wonderful choice for me. It's helped me throughout my career, starting at Nyack Hospital, actually. I was a nurse there in critical care and discharge planning for about 30 years. Then I retired for a little while.
Quote, and, unquote.
Yeah, quote, unquote. I've retired many times since then. I went then to a nursing home for a little over 10 years. And currently, I'm working at A&T Healthcare. Love the agency, doing quality improvement, and really enjoying another facet of nursing.
So, you know, and when we do, on a personal note, Mary, our paths have crossed when you worked at Nyack Hospital.
Yes.
And Anne, why don't you tell your connection with
Mary? I was new to the admissions office at Summit Park Hospital, and Mary was the director of discharge planning at Nyack Hospital, and we spent a lot of time together. And that Mary is a great mentor because she would make sure that I got around to meet all the discharge planners, to talk about what we did at our hospital, and also to see how we could interact and help your patients. And I always appreciated that.
That's great. We're all together. Now, Joan Sherman, she is the Director of Patient Services at HR. Last time you were on, I remember I did ask you, would you like to be back on again? You said you would, and here you are. So, Joan, why don't you just quickly tell our listening audience something about yourself and why you became a nurse?
Sure. I became a nurse to help people and care for people, as well as Mary said that. I've been a nurse since 1976, so that's almost 40 years also.
Wow.
I became a private duty nurse for A&T back in the 80s and have come up the ranks and been a supervisor, director, and now with the second agency that A&T opened, A&T Certified, we deal with Medicare. I'm the director of patient services there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, great. No, We're all here, and we got a lot to discuss. Let's get started. Okay, the first question, I'll lob it over to you, Mary. Let's talk about hospitals. As I said, the hospitals have changed a lot. How they've changed a lot, I remember particularly with the same-day surgery. Many times when you had surgery, you'd have to come the night before, stay overnight. You'd stay for 3 weeks. Now everything is done so quickly. But Mary, why don't you tell us a little bit about hospitals, about what exactly their level of service is?
Well, the level of services, as you say, have changed. A lot of procedures that were done in the hospital today are done as outpatient. And you would be surprised at the complexity of some of these procedures, but yet they seem to manage quite well. Hospitals now are expedient. They really want to treat you and have you discharged as quickly as is medically possible. And I think that happens, sometimes that poses problems, because if a person needs to continue their care in a rehab facility, they need to be sure that when they're in the hospital that they're going to be classified as an inpatient. Sometimes you're in the hospital for 2 or 3 days and you're in what they call an observation bed. So it's really important for family to ask the physician, am I an inpatient? Because if you're not an inpatient for 3 nights, Medicare will not pay for your rehab stay in a nursing facility.
Yeah, because that's important. And we will be discussing the different levels of care, what the payer source is, and certain requirements that are there.
Right.
I just know that with the hospitals and everything, one of the driving forces that when you're admitted, you want to be discharged as quickly as possible. And that's really where I say home care comes in, because they want to, and again, as you always say, my specialty was infection control, but the longer you stay in the hospital, the greater your risk is of contracting what is called a nosocomial infection that you require.
Yeah, now they call it
Hospital acquired.
Okay, hospital acquired. Now they're really pointing a finger at who it is.
They are. They're really targeting the hospital. It's a hospital.
And that's what it is. So the longer you're in there, I always say hospital. You know, you go and do what is necessary and leave. But you want to make sure that you do have a safe venue, and that's many times where home care does work in. And how does that work with the discharge plans? I know you were discharged, and Mary worked as a discharge.
And a lot of it is about educating each other because there's, you know, you don't always know what someone is eligible for and how to navigate through the different insurances and what covers what. So as far as, you know, working on one side of admissions, when you have to explain what you can do and what you're going to be able to accept as an admission, and at the same time you have to work and gain trust of the discharge planners who know what has happened to the person, what they're going to need afterwards, and how long they've been in the hospital, and all the different events that have gone on while they were there. The other thing Mary mentioned about, you know, things have changed so much, you know, 30 plus years ago, if you had your gallbladder taken out, you were in the hospital for, well, at least a week, I think.
Yeah.
It was a major surgery. Yeah. You were in the hospital. You were there for a week. You recovered. You went home. You were still, like, dragging. You know, it was weeks and weeks of recovery. And now you go to an outpatient surgical center, and you have your gallbladder removed that day, and you go home. And, you know, you have some pain medication. And
I was saying
that's how much it's changed over the years.
Yeah. I always remember you used to go in the night before and then have the surgery. Now you get there in the morning. Oh, 5 o'clock.
Very rarely admitted the night before when you had knee surgery the last time. Mm-hmm. I think we went down at 3 o'clock in the morning to the hospital so you could be admitted that morning prior to, you know, surgery. So it has changed.
And the technology has really helped. And that's also important.
Technology
not to say
does
that
make
it's
difference.
Not as, but it, the technology has really changed that you're able to do. They're a lot less invasive. Okay, you're listening to Health Matters. And when we come back, we'll be talking about acute rehab as well as the subacute rehab facilities. They're all truncated in different things. And we'll go over the distinction and the payer sources and when it would be utilized best.
Hello, this is Tom Babington, Vice President of A&T Healthcare. A&T Healthcare, created in 1984 by two nurses, is a family-owned and operated home health agency managed by professional nurses. We have set the highest standards of quality care. A&T Healthcare provides a full range of in-home and private duty nursing services, from live-in to hourly home health aides and companions who can assist with basic daily care needs. We also have highly trained, experienced, and skilled nurses who are qualified to provide all levels of medical case management services. A&T also offers private duty home health aides, as well as private nurse placement for patients who are hospitalized and may have special needs or require extra attention. A&T Healthcare is dedicated to providing high-quality home health services for caregivers and families who are caring for loved ones at home with dignity. A&T provides home health services for newborns to seniors and is a New York State licensed service agency serving Rockland, Westchester, Orange, Dutchess, Putnam Green, Ulster, Sullivan, Nassau, and Suffolk counties, as well as the 5 boroughs of New York City and New Jersey. When you contact A&T Healthcare, one of their trained and dedicated skilled nursing professionals will provide you with answers to those complicated questions at the time when you truly need someone to take your hand and help you through the maze of healthcare. For more information, please visit our website, at-healthcare.com, or call 845-638-4342 and get the answers that will give you peace of mind.
Hi, this is Lynn Allen Cione. I'm the president and CEO of the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. Join us every Friday at 12 noon when we will highlight Orange County Chamber's events and business right here on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
Hi, this is Austin Du Bois of Bluestein Shapiro, Rich & Barone. Tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. for It's the Law and learn what the law is. Ask questions, get answers right here on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to. WTBQ.
And welcome back. You're listening to Health Matters. My name is Peter Fell. I'm the Director of Education at A&T Healthcare. And as I said, we have a full house. We have my wife, Ann Fella, who's here. And then we have Joan Sherman, who's the Director of our Child Patient Services in the New City office. And joining us for the first time is Mary Higgins, and she is the Performance Improvement Coordinator. Before we had the break, we were talking about the discharge planners and the importance of working together, the sharing of the knowledge. Joan, do you want to comment more on that about the discharge planners?
Sure. Sometimes we get calls for people to go home, and we actually have to educate the discharge planners. For instance, I recently had a call where they wanted to send a gentleman home who was paralyzed, and I knew the facility he was going into, I mean, the apartment complex, and I said, you know, that place has stairs. How's he going to get in? And she said, oh, really? It has stairs. And so they waited a couple of weeks before they called us back, and they had gotten the gentleman a ramp.
Right. So, there might be modifications that need to be done before
absolutely.
Someone goes home that the hospital discharge planner
right.
doesn't know.
Right.
So.
And he also had Medicaid of New York City. He's coming to Rockland. He needs to switch his Medicaid.
Right.
So that was something else I had to educate her
right,
on.
Right. They don't
and
always.
She appreciated
so
that.
It's good. We share knowledge with each other, you know, and mm-hmm. the hospital versus home care mm-hmm. or even the nursing
and,
home.
And not only sharing with each other, I think it's really important to include the family.
Yes.
And the
yes.
patient.
Right. Yes.
Because the more they know and the more questions they're encouraged to ask, sometimes they have unrealistic expectations.
Right.
And we have to let them know
right.
exactly.
You're right. Navigating the system is so hard.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah, and
it's
we're in the system and we have trouble. We have trouble
we have
navigating.
Trouble. Well, the other thing is, you know, when your loved one becomes ill, they might not have had any issues all mm-hmm. their,
yes.
you know, life. And now they've gone to the hospital, and now there's other issues they need to deal with medically or physically. And, you know, an agency can help you and help you to figure out what you need. Ask the questions. And, you know, for instance, who pays for a hospital? Well, hospital stay is pretty much paid by insurance, Medicare, Medicaid. There might be an occasional private bill, but not usually. Some insurances have co-pays, though, and there is some,
and deductible.
Personal and deductible.
Yes, yeah.
So you always have to keep that in mind. And like Mary said earlier about the difference between the hospital inpatient admission, the ER visit, and also the observation bed. That's different. It's going to be a different payer source. So those are questions that when you're admitted, a family member can ask for you if you're not able to ask. But you have to ask, who's going to pay for this?
Mm-hmm.
So that you're informed before you, because you get home and then you get the bill and you say, wait a minute, I thought this was all going to be covered by Medicare. You might be surprised that some things aren't covered. So when you're going through that admission process, because even in an emergency case, they get as much information when you first arrive at the ER, but then they're going to try to get additional information from either you or your family once you're admitted. So you want to ask those questions. Who pays? How much do they pay? Is there any out-of-pocket expense?
No, and that is important. And I do always welcome any calls or questions to the show. The phone number is 845-651-1110. But even more importantly, just always call A&T. I think even Joan was saying that, and Mary said, if you have some question or whatever, you can always call A&T. I stated where all the offices are. You go to our website. All the numbers are listed there. And a lot of times, it was what Ann had said, is that sometimes a person had never had any dealings with the hospital. And now you're not sure how to go because this is the first time. I know that happens to me all the time when I'm doing like marketing and stuff, is that people say, well, I don't need home health care. I said, well, no, you don't, but there may be a time that you do. And that's why it's always something when it does come up that it would be a time when you would ask, you know, the particular questions. That's part of what the format of the show is that what the different facilities that are available. Ann, would you like to talk a little bit about acute rehab and subacute rehab facilities?
Certainly. Acute rehab, often you're coming from a hospital. Now, there's different levels, of course, and there's long-term acute care facilities, which actually in New York State, there's only 4 long-term or LTAC facilities, and they're all three are downstate, one is in Rockland County, and those focus on patients who still need acute hospital-type treatment and monitoring, but you need a longer length of stay. For instance, you know, they often will take patients directly from an intensive care or critical care unit, and they often, it's somebody with more than one medical condition going on, they might have had need antibiotics, or they've been very sick from a blood infection, and they also have diabetes and heart disease. So
those they would, are all the chronic diseases would,
right,
that we talk
would,
about so
right,
often.
They would manage yeah. all these illnesses, and you'd have to meet certain requirements, certainly, to meet the qualifications for a hospital level of care. And this does utilize your hospital Medicare benefits. Hospital Medicare. Now, there's a lot of different Medicare benefits, so hospital Medicare benefits. Rehab, a subacute and acute rehab are also different. Acute rehab is often when someone has an injury or a surgery or a head trauma, and they are recovering from this disability that may be permanent. And so they're getting you to your optimum level of ability so that you can move along in the future to less level of care and home. Acute rehab, you expect, but you also have to be able to keep up with the therapy. Acute rehab, you have to do about 3 hours a day of rehab therapy, 5 to 7 days a week. So you really have to be in otherwise good condition to keep up with that
yeah,
pace.
Well, I have to comment on it. When I did have my knee replacement, that was one of the things we had, like 3 hours of rehab. Now, you have to pay attention. 3 hours is a long time. And don't think of it as you're with a personal trainer working out for three
right,
hours.
Right, right.
Okay? Because I can't do that. Okay?
But you have to have the stamina to.
Yeah, you don't have the stamina. A lot of times what it means by 3 hours is that you're together for 3 hours, but if you're practicing walking up a flight of stairs, one person, okay, the next person goes, so please don't think, gee, I don't know if I can handle 3 hours of rehab, and the idea is that's like when it starts, but it isn't with a group of other individuals. So I always remember saying that. I think they used to start the clock, if I'm not mistaken, when we had breakfast together. I guess we all had the operation that we were talking. So not that I'm looking at a watch. Okay, my rehab is starting now.
Program.
Well, in addition to that, I think that, first of all, you need to make sure that your insurance will cover acute rehab. And secondly, many of the acute rehab facilities will send a representative to the hospital to do their own evaluation of the patient to make sure, as you said, Peter, that they can take 3 hours of rehab per day. So they really do want to make sure that they meet their criteria as well.
Right. So people who are sicker and not able to participate in this intense type of rehab could be considered for a subacute rehab or a short-term rehab unit, which very often is in a skilled nursing facility or a nursing home, which are the same thing. And we could talk about that later on in the show, but because they don't have the energy and strength to keep up with that rigorous 3 hour a day. They might only be able to, they can do actually a minimum of a half an hour a day, 5 days a week, if that's all. You know, sometimes when you're recovering from multiple medical
issues.
Yeah, chronic conditions.
Chronic and insults, comorbidities. You know, if you've had that long hospital stay and now you're, you know, coming out after maybe 20 days in the hospital, your muscles are weak, you probably had a secondary infection, you have difficulties with urinating, you might have a Foley, you're totally deconditioned. And it takes time, so they can start you slower and progress to a more rigorous level of rehab. And I have seen in cases where people go from the subacute unit and then they are admitted to acute rehab because they've gained the strength, they're medically stable at this point, and they can participate in this intense rehab. So, and in the nursing home, that's utilized, if you're a Medicare patient, that's utilizing your nursing home Medicare days, not your hospital Medicare days.
Right. I know we wanted to very briefly just interject about a chronic disease, I talked about it yesterday at the Rotary Club, but a chronic disease is a disease that you have for a long term that you can control, but you cannot cure. And many times the older you get, you may have several of them. An example of that could be diabetes, hypertension, rheumatoid arthritis, things that you're able to control.
Mm-hmm.
You control it, you can't cure it, but as I said, it just increases the amount of intervention that may be necessary as you get older.
And the same facility would have both the acute and subacute rehab in the same exact facility.
Some do,
so you're just moving from one unit to the next.
One unit to another, absolutely. And then the payer is different.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I think what happens is, again, you have to be careful. You have to make sure that you've been 3 overnights in the hospital as an inpatient before Medicare will pick up the first 20 days of rehab in a nursing care facility or subacute rehab.
Right.
And then following that, home care usually takes over. It's a perfect transition.
The paradigm has changed so much as far as from the hospital and then they have the different variations of rehab, but it still comes back to being in the home. You're listening to Health Matters. We have a great show going on. When we come back, we'll be talking about nursing homes and assisted facilities, as well as certified home health care agencies.
Hello, this is Tom Babington, Vice President of A&T Healthcare. A&T Healthcare, created in 1984 by two nurses, is a family-owned and operated home health agency managed by professional nurses. We have set the highest standards of quality care. A&T Healthcare provides a full range of in-home and private duty nursing services, from live-in to hourly home health aides and companions who can assist with basic daily care needs. We also have highly trained, experienced, and skilled nurses who are qualified to provide all levels of medical case management services. A&T also offers private duty home health aides, as well as private nurse placement for patients who are hospitalized and may have special needs or require extra attention. A&T Healthcare is dedicated to providing high-quality home health services for caregivers and families who are caring for loved ones at home with dignity. A&T provides home health services for newborns to seniors and is a New York State licensed service agency serving Rockland, Westchester, Orange, Dutchess, Putnam, Green, Ulster, Sullivan, Nassau, and Suffolk counties, as well as the 5 boroughs of New York City and New Jersey. When you contact A&T Healthcare, one of their trained and dedicated skilled nursing professionals will provide you with answers to those complicated questions at the time when you truly need someone to take your hand and help you through the maze of healthcare. For more information, please visit our website, at-healthcare.com, or call 845-638-4342 and get the answers that will give you peace of mind.
Hi, this is Dan Castricone. Join me every Thursday from 12 to 1 on WTBQ for the Dan Castricone Radio Show. We'll take your phone calls, have exciting guests, talk about current events, maybe a little politics. Thursdays from 12 to 1 on WTBQ.
Hi, this is Veronica Vero Barrow, the president of the Sugarloaf Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to join me and my guest every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. to learn everything Sugarloaf on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ. Well, another nice day, mostly sunny and high in the low 80s. Tonight, clear with a low in the 50s. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, back to the low 80s. Another night in the 50s. Tomorrow night, in the clear skies. Sunshine for the weekend, at least on Saturday, we'll see a high into the low to mid 80s. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Tony Salima.
WTBQ. Welcome back to Health Matters. And as I always say, your health does matter, and that's what's important. It's always important. My name is Peter Fell. I'm the director of A&T Healthcare Education. And joining me, we have the full house of A&T employees, my wife, Ann Fell, Mary Higgins, and of course, Joan Sherman. As I said, take any calls or questions that you may have. And if you think about it later, you can always call up A&T Healthcare, because we're covering a lot of information, and we just want to make sure that you're sure we're able to give you the information as much as possible. We're going to be talking now about nursing homes and assisted living facilities. But before we start that, I was wondering, Joan, could you tell us about, everyone hears the term ADLs, or activities of daily living. What exactly does that mean, Joan?
That means getting ready for the day. You're dressing, bathing, brushing your hair, toileting, eating, those are activities of daily living.
Right.
Mostly, or those are like personal care of anyone, really. Transferring from the bed to the chair, walking, using a walker, just getting around.
It's just about everything. Also, what's very tied in so often with being admitted into a nursing home is what is called a PRI, a patient review index. Could you talk a little bit about that? I think that is tied in with the activities of daily living.
Sure. A PRI in screen is done by someone who's taken a course on doing that. And you actually go to the home and do
now
a
you're
screening.
You're certified in that. Is that correct, Jill?
Yes, I am.
And Anne, are you?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Mary, are you?
I am.
I'm not. So I got three. Okay, but that's an important. But okay, so in order to do this PRI, you have to go through specific training and have that designation. So
right.
It is not something that they can't call me because I'm a registered nurse. So Peter, can you
right.
do it?
Right, not any nurse, and only nurses can do PRIs.
Okay.
Social workers can do screens.
Right.
But in order to have a PRI and screen done, most of the time when someone's looking to be having someone has to be admitted to a nursing home, they have to contact their local public health department, and they will send a public health nurse out to complete the PRI and screen.
We actually have calls mm-hmm. for that as well.
And we will get calls as well for privately to go out and
yes.
do that as well. And some of the managed cares, I think, also will, managed care, Medicaid companies will call
right.
and ask the agency if we have a nurse that can go out to do the PRI and screen, and we do.
Right.
And another tool is the UAS, the Universal
Assessment System.
And only nurses can go out and do those assessments as well. Joan and I both have gone through that.
Yes.
Training.
Right. Right. And that's always important. That's one of the things about this profession. We love this profession, nursing and home care. But the idea is you really have to keep up with the
right.
being educated because things are changing so
right.
frequently.
Because
right.
when you know, when if you go, say you're going to a nursing home and you're talking about admitting a loved one, and the first thing they're going to say is, well, did you have a PRI and screen done yet? And you're going to get there, well, what are they talking about? And actually, the PRI is a tool that was developed back in the 80s, I think.
Mm-hmm. Sounds right.
Yeah, it sounds about right. It was to pretty much look at treatments that you're receiving, medical conditions
right.
that you
have, what
kind of
care you actually need.
Physical care you need. And
which includes all those activities.
All those activities
living.
Of daily
right. and
living.
And I think one of the downsides of it is it's skewed in the sense that if someone has dementia or has some kind of a cognitive deficit, but physically they're able to do everything,
right.
it kind of
right.
gets it, it's skewed towards what you can do. But you can have dementia and be able to dress yourself,
right.
bathe yourself, do all the activities of daily,
yes.
daily living, what Joan had said, but you have the cognitive deficit where you may wander
right.
or something like
and,
that.
And part
right.
of the reason for these assessments are to, there's a lot of reasons. One is it going to be reimbursed by Medicaid? That's really, you know, part of the reason that the tool came out. Also that there's one universal tool that's being used throughout the state in order to
right.
Designate whether or not someone would be eligible for nursing home benefits
right.
Because not everyone qualifies and when of course Medicaid is involved in the payment, they want to be sure that they're paying for the right reasons.
Uh-huh.
And it's also about helping the receiving agency take care of the person.
Right,
and know what they need, and whether or not before they admit them, they
yes.
can accept them.
Right,
because if they can't, you can't admit that person.
Yes.
So,
right.
you know, there's a lot of reasons why are developed.
Can we discuss what is the difference? I know we see the papers, we hear about. What is the difference between nursing home and an assisted living facility? Okay.
Okay.
Anyone like to take that one on?
Well, I have the most nursing home experience, probably.
Okay. So. And I did have my nursing home administrator's license at one time.
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
That's true. And you have some experience as well. But basically, nursing home, or known as skilled nursing facility, or SNF.
SNF, as in like, SNF. That's where they get it from.
They're the level of care that's licensed to administer medical treatment and with nurses. Nurses, there always has to be a nurse.
That's what they call it, a nursing home.
It's a nursing home, and it takes care of people who either need rehab care or special care. For instance, the short term stay. Of course, a lot of times you're going there for rehab therapy post maybe a
knee replacement, a hip replacement,
after a fall. Things like that to build you back up again and get you on your feet. And they do provide intense medical care for people to regain function and return home in a very short time. There are different levels. Some facilities will manage special behavior problems like dementia. People with dementia often have behavioral problems and wandering. And
that's really like a specialized training that goes
into them.
It's very specialized.
We all know, we know people who have dealt with these issues. And, you know, this is a place that's a safe place where there are trained people to meet those needs.
And what about the assisted living facilities?
Oh, well, I'm not done with nursing.
Oh my goodness, I'm sorry.
Believe it or not, and a lot of times, too, you don't need any specific medical treatment, but you have a chronic condition that you need constant assistance with your ADLs, your activities of daily living. And those are the differences in nursing homes where Medicare pays for some of it, but the custodial part, just the activities of daily living and the room and board is a Medicaid payer source. So,
or private, right?
Or private. A lot of times it's private. Long-term care insurance might cover some of that, and that's something we can talk about at some point as well. So we have to keep that in mind. Assisted livings.
I apologize, Ed. It's just that all the energy.
I remember, you're so excited.
I have this burst of energy, and I'm overzealous, and I apologize. Go ahead, Ed.
I know you want to be I know you want to be sure that we're covering all aspects as much as we can. But you know, assisted living facilities is a place for a senior to live outside their home and receive some services. But it's not the intense services that you would need in an adult home. In a nursing home. Adult home's another whole discussion.
What about like the adult day programs? What's the distinction there? And those are usually at nursing homes. Do you have like a separate area or how?
Medical model programs. Where you, I don't know, maybe Mary, you want to comment on the medical model programs.
Before we do, excuse me, I'd like to just add a word about assisted living. The assisted living is mostly a private facility, mm-hmm. Medicare and Medicaid. Usually they do not take Medicare and
right.
Medicaid.
There's very few Medicaid.
So it is a private pay facility, and they have a basic rate. And then the more care you need over time, the rate increases. As far as adult daycare, we do have, Rockland County is very rich in services, actually. We have probably four that I know of adult daycare programs, and they're medical models and social models. The medical model is Northern Metropolitan Adult Daycare, the Friedwald Center Adult Daycare, and Summit Park Adult Daycare. Those are all medical models.
What does that mean, medical model?
Well, patients can go there if they're incontinent, if they need assistance.
Oh, I see, and they'll take care of that
ADLs,
for them?
as you said before, with feeding.
Okay.
And still, they have a little socialization as well. Yeah,
and they also receive rehab there.
Right.
They can get daily
like PT,
PT, OT.
What I remember learning about that mm-hmm. also is that if, let's say, a medical model daycare center, if it were to close, they would say that approximately 2/3 of the people that are enrolled in that program would then have to be admitted into a nursing
right.
home because, again, they do cover the medical.
It's a higher intense level of physical care. It also provides medical monitoring. The the nurses there will talk to your private physician.
Oh, wow.
They'll help with the medications.
And they get to stay at home.
That's
right. And one of the important aspects, in my view, of adult daycare is a relief or a little respite for the caregiver.
I see.
The caregiver is able to take care of the patient for a longer period of time if they can have a relief couple of days a week. You know,
that makes a big, big difference.
Okay, and you are listening to Health Matters. When we come back, we will be talking about, we're talking about the different levels of care. When we come back, we'll be talking about certified home health care agencies as well as the licensed home care agencies and what the difference is with that.
Hello, this is Tom Babington, Vice President of A&T Healthcare. A&T Healthcare, created in 1984 by two nurses, is a family-owned and operated home health agency managed by professional nurses. We have set the highest standards of quality care. A&T Healthcare provides a full range of in-home and private duty nursing services, from live-in to hourly home health aides and companions who can assist with basic daily care needs. We also have highly trained, experienced, and skilled nurses who are qualified to provide all levels of medical case management services. A&T also offers private duty home health aides, as well as private nurse placement for patients who are hospitalized and may have special needs or require extra attention. A&T Healthcare is dedicated to providing high-quality home health services for caregivers and families who are caring for loved ones at home with dignity. A&T provides home health services for newborns to seniors and is a New York State licensed service agency serving Rockland, Westchester, Orange, Dutchess, Putnam, Green, Ulster, Sullivan, Nassau, and Suffolk counties, as well as the five boroughs of New York City and New Jersey. When you contact A&T Healthcare, one of their trained and dedicated skilled nursing professionals will provide you with answers to those complicated questions at the time when you truly need someone to take your hand and help you through the maze of healthcare. For more information, please visit our website, at-healthcare.com, or call 845-638-4342 and get the answers that will give you peace of mind.
Hi, this is Jim Mazzetti of Miles Wealth Management. Join me and my guests every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. for an hour of the American Dream. And be a part of what made this nation great, right here on WTBQ Radio.
Hey, this is Joe Danz. Connect the dots in these challenging times with my Creativity and Technology for Business and Life show every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WTBQ, AM 1110 and FM 93.5. Radio worth listening to. WTBQ.
And welcome back to Health Matters. My name is Peter Fella, Director of Education at A&T Healthcare, and I have with me my wife, Ann Fella, Mary Higgins, and Joan Sherman. And we've just had so much discussion on the different levels of care and, you know, the different services that are available at different facilities. But one of the things that I've picked up is that it seems that all the different things, home always seems to be in the equation. When you're in the hospital, you want to go home, and then even in the skilled rehab, you want to come home. And even we were saying about even with the adult daycare, is that you want to go home, and that's one thing that's very important. And we've always stressed that is that people want to be in their home, that they like looking at the pictures up on the wall. They may have pets, they may have they're part of the community, and that's what's very important that it comes back. So I thought maybe the last segment we could talk more about like home care, how we work with the different facilities that we were just talking about.
Okay.
Joan, you're in charge of the certified home care agency part of A&T that's called the CHA. They have all these acronyms.
And the name of that is A&T Certified Home Care.
Thank you.
Right. And it's based in New City, New York.
Which we service Rockland only
County.
At the moment.
Yeah. So why don't we talk a little bit about what is a certified home health agency, because when you say home care, it's a lot of different things. So,
we mostly deal with Medicare and Medicaid patients. We do service some private insurances, and we get the calls from all of these facilities when the patient's ready to go home.
Right.
We provide nursing services for wound care, IV therapies sometimes.
You know, I always talk about IV therapy. Many times Remember we said when you're in a hospital, you want to get out of the hospital, but sometimes if you have like an endocarditis, which is an infection of the heart valves, that you require to have IV antibiotics for extended period of time, could be anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks. And that's
sometimes longer.
And that's one time where A&T would come in, is that they would be able to provide that service. Wouldn't it be better if you just need IV antibiotics maybe twice or three times a day for 15 minutes? Wouldn't it be better to be in your own home as opposed to being in a hospital?
And we actually teach the patient and family members to administer it themselves.
Wow.
And then
wow.
we go once a week and change the dressing on the PICC line or fill in sometimes if they can't do the infusion themselves.
Right, right.
Sometimes draw blood work.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't have to, if you're not able to get out
to
the lab, the nurse can.
Yeah.
can
right.
And it's nursing at home, because you said something this morning when we were riding up here that, you know, I got a call and the family asked if the nurse could come out and visit.
Right.
That is amazing, you know, that could avoid you. Your visit to the emergency room.
Right.
You know, an ambulance ride, a visit to the emergency room, waiting to see a doctor, when actually the nurse that's taking care of you can go out to your home, assess
right.
you.
That's right.
Take your vital signs, get your blood sugar.
Right. And,
call
and
the
if
doctor.
She can troubleshoot the problem, mm-hmm. she can fix it or call mm-hmm. the doctor
call the
while
doctor.
She's there, and they work together
right.
to correct
and,
the problem.
It's amazing
yeah.
to
well,
me.
It really does help reduce going
back and forth, and that right. stress of the patient mm-hmm. and the
yes.
family. Like, now we have to go to the ER, and we,
right.
have, you know, we're going to be there
right.
for a while, and
right.
you know, there's so much stress involved in that. So, if you can avoid that, it's just a great quality of life.
Right, and we also provide therapies. Physical,
occupational, speech. I'm talking about who's going to do my therapy. That's right.
Right.
When you have
you're going to call us, right?
Who are you going to call?
We're going to call A&T Service.
A&T Health. I know the Ghostbusters movie is coming out.
Yeah,
it was just
right?
up in Boston. That's where they were filming it.
But they were filming it while
they were
really?
Filming it. We were up there.
Cool.
But the idea is like, it is true. Like, if you can get physical therapy in your home
right.
for an hour or something,
it
much better than
it keeps you safe
in
the home until you're ready to go to that outpatient and work harder on machines
right,
and that
right,
type of thing.
That's
right.
And just you get
yes.
the people that are going to give you encouragement
that,
and things like that.
And it prevents that hospitalization, mm-hmm. you know, to a rehab facility if you don't need to go,
right.
you know, to
right.
that level of care.
Let me just say that from a quality improvement perspective, we are very proud of the service that we do give to patients in the community, and we send out patient satisfaction surveys every quarter. I read them. They're like the report card for the nurse
that's
or the
right.
physical
yeah,
therapist
yeah, yeah. No,
or the
that's
home
huge.
Health
that's
aid.
How you learn. That's how
and
you learn.
Anne and I laugh. We say, there are no negatives.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. By and large, patients and families are 100% satisfied with the service that they receive. They feel the nurses are well-educated in the problem that they have, able to take care of it adequately or more than adequately, and aides really bring them along,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and as well as physical therapy. Mm-hmm. So that is really something that we are proud of.
And I love what yes. I do by marketing events and stuff. People go, you took care of my father 20
yes.
years ago. Oh,
yeah.
he was so happy and all this other
yeah.
stuff. And
no, we've had people come up to us at one of the street fairs. I had A&T. I had the nurse, and she came to the house, and she helped me. I didn't think I was going to be able to get into the shower. You know, like things
yeah.
like that. And it really, you see the difference.
And the other
made.
Side of the coin is when nurses or the physical therapist goes on vacation, they don't want to relinquish their patients to other nurses. Now, make sure that you do this, and
yeah.
this.
Then the patient's the same way.
That's
oh, I don't
right.
want another nurse.
Right.
I'll wait for them to
I'll
come back.
I'll wait for that mm-hmm. one to that nurse yeah. to come back. So
you mentioned your marketing. I get calls all the time. Oh, we saw Peter or Tom somewhere, and they told me to give you a call. And sometimes it's just information.
Right. Yeah,
and
that,
they're
and
very appreciative.
And we do. We want to be sure that people know that you can call us if you
yes.
have any questions. You might not need our service right now,
right.
But if you have a question, we can help you to
get to the right place.
Yes, and get
the
right answers. We get those calls all the time.
Yeah, I know, like, even like people start saying to you, I noticed that my mother's becoming more forgetful or something like that. Right. And I always know that even caring for someone with Alzheimer's is that there's less, it's better to be in your own home because there's less confusion that happens.
Right.
And it's more like regimented. And that's, you know, they would fare much better in the home setting as opposed to being, you know, admitted into another, you know, facility, so to say.
Yeah.
So the other aspect of home care is the licensed home care agency. And I know, Joan, you were
I've had experience with that as well, yeah. And they do a lot of different things. They have contracts with insurances as well, and you can also hire privately home health aides, live-in home health aides, which actually live in the patient's home. Right. With the mm-hmm. client,
mm-hmm. Enables them then to stay at home as opposed to going to a nursing home or assisted living.
Right. We have a lot of those.
We do have a lot of those.
Always, yeah. always satisfied mm-hmm. with that.
Mm-hmm.
And the live-in aides are very caring of the patients.
Right.
Become like their family.
Yeah. Something like Peter always says, you know, you have to want to be in this profession.
Right.
You know, you have to want to do. And there's some amazing people that live with a patient,
yes,
you know, 24 hours a day and
right.
and take care of their needs.
They also provide private duty nursing,
mm-hmm.
Where nurses go for shift work and take care of very complicated sometimes
right.
patients in the home, right. people on vents, mm-hmm. children,
feeding. We care for them, absolutely,
yeah.
yes.
Mm-hmm. yep.
I mean, it's changed so much.
Excuse me, pediatric private duty nursing, including attending school with the child.
Yes, I've actually done that myself.
yeah.
Right. It's just amazing, as I said, with the technology, but the idea is if you can be on a vent or in the home setting, that's much nicer than being in a hospital
setting.
We
actually have
Absolutely.
Patients that go on vacation
I've
with our nurse.
Too. I've done that too.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, went to the shore.
Yeah,
that was
go
fun.
Go to the shore and, you know, so that the person can have the
normal life.
As normal quality
yep.
mm-hmm. of life, and it's incredible that home care can do that. So, yes, and the licensed agencies, they don't take Medicare.
Right.
That is not a
that's
payer
the biggest
for that.
Probably difference.
So that's
yeah.
the biggest difference between the two agencies. But they do take managed Medicaid,
right.
regular Medicaid, private pay, insurance.
And we can spell that all out if you call mm-hmm. in.
If you call and you're
is.
Not sure, we can help you to navigate through that. And there's also, you know, private pay, you know, that
right.
you do see, you know, people are paying for their own care. But they can do wound care and IV therapy as well.
Right, so, and physical and occupational.
Physical and occupational and speech therapy.
Yes.
So.
Okay. I tell you, where has the time gone? I don't know. I always say this. Mary, thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the listening audience?
Yeah. Well, as Ann said before, information is key. And I think if they're not needing home care at the moment, but think they might want to utilize it down the line, please feel free to call because the clerical people are so well-versed in insurance
mm-hmm.
coverage
yes.
and are able to give them valuable information that they have ahead of time so that they're prepared when they do need it.
Mary, thank you so much. Mary, can we have you back on again?
Oh, I'd love it.
Oh, that's
really
terrific.
Enjoyable.
Joan, do you have anything else in closing like you'd like to
I
say?
In Rockland, our number is 845-708-8182.
Well, Joan, I asked you if you'd come back again, and you said you would, and you certainly did. Very quickly, I know you were talking about, Tati, it takes a certain person to work at it. I just wanted to announce, like, as you know, I'm the director of education, and one of the things that I do is I teach individuals to become either home health care aides or personal care aides. Our schedule for the last quarter, if you write it, if you don't
the
have
last
a pen, just
quarter.
Call it back. Last quarter.
Is that amazing?
We have HHA training in New City that will start on September 14th through October 2nd. Of 2015, and then in the Newburgh office, we're going to have a PCA training, which will be from October 26th through November 4th. And then at the Kingston office, we will have the training for November 9th through November 18th. And just so you know, you'd have to go fill out an application, and you'd have to be interviewed, okay? It is not an open enrollment that if you want to take the class, you automatically do. But as I said, it takes a certain person to do it.
Give our Newburgh office a call if you have any questions about taking a class or any questions about home care, you can call us at 516-7900.
Well, as I always say, please remember to follow us on Facebook. And as I always say, stay healthy because your health matters. And to you, your family and friends, all the best. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much. Say good night, everyone. Good morning.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice day.